Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Is this going to be taken down? I've never cooked like this
before. No, cook, baby. Let him cook. Let him cook. Come on, Glorilla. Cook.
Wait, can I see myself? Yeah. I want to see how gay I look.
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong with video. We're at the, where are we? We're at the Stan Studios.
The Stan Studios, baby.
This is cool. The Stan is a great nightclub. It's a great comedy club, kind of like a nightclub.
It's a vibe. It's
in
a vibe.
New York City, and they're doing pods now. I have a show there. I got to ask you if you're free for it. November 12th.
I'm poor. I'll be there.
You'll be there? Trump. Yeah, sorry. You'll be there. November 12th, part of the New York Comedy Festival. It's sold out. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
But I will be there. But yeah, today is an interesting day because last night I attended the pro-Israel Nazi rally. I was getting confused. There was the Jewish flag, and then the other side, there were swastikas.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a little bit of an oxymoron, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I attended the Trump rally in MSG, Madison Square Garden. It was pretty cool. There was a lot of great speakers there. Obviously, you guys know what it was. And yeah, I guess some people are shocked that I was there. Some people are not shocked that I was there. I didn't think it was kind of going to like globally make so much noise. Like I thought that it would just kind of be a thing that people are like, oh, that's whatever. I didn't know that, you know, I think that people like who hate him so much, they cling on to whatever they can to hate him and to go viral for hating him. And I was that viral thing of the moment. Does that make sense?
For sure. For sure.
Because there's not a lot of like celebrities and shit that go, but the way I felt about it is like, if I'm going to go see this lineup of these amazing people that I like, I'm going to go to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I live 10 minutes away. I go to the Knick games there and, you know, like it or not, it was kind of a historic lineup of, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Dana White, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Crazy. So yeah. So were you seeing me trending anywhere today, Mike Figgs?
Yeah. I mean, you opened the page and it was anybody who was there. I mean, Tony Hinchcliffe was definitely the big one. Big thing.
We'll talk
Tony.
About that.
But yeah, I saw everybody there and I'm just, you know, I'm like, all right, people are at MSG.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is, it's New York City. It was a big thing. You know, if I got tickets, I'd be like, fuck it, let's go. Like, let's check it out. Like, what is this?
Right.
You know, it seems, if Kamala was at Barclays
Kamala.
Center, Kamala, if she was there, Kamala, did I say, whatever, canceled. If she was at Barclays and I got tickets, I'd be like, let me check that out too. Like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Megan Thee Stallion's going to perform.
Then I'd go.
I'm going.
I have a whole bit about
I'm
that.
I'm going.
I have a whole bit
Megan.
About that. Megan Thee Stallion, if you told me to vote for Kamala personally, I would do it. I'm just saying just because no one can twerk like her.
Yeah,
but that's not happening. So I don't really have that much incentive, you know. But yeah, so I went as a regular guy. I think that's the thing too, people kind of forget, like, I'm not like a Hollywood guy. Yeah. Like being on a reality show, you know, it's like people need to pick whether I'm Z-list or A-list, because you're always making fun of me for being Z-list, understandably. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just a regular guy who, you know, might have different political beliefs than the mainstream Hollywood. And breaking news, guys, people are allowed to have political beliefs and believe in different things. It doesn't mean that you should hate them. Doesn't mean anything. It's just allowed. It's just what makes the world go around is disagreements and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know.
And didn't someone say that? Didn't one of the people's... one of the people on the panel mentioned that, like, hey, like, this is like, yeah, you can vote for who you want to vote for. It was Dr. Phil, that was
the first time he was endorsing Trump, because he had interviewed him a couple times. And, you know, like, if you listen to his speech fully, it's a little bit different. He's giving his kind of angle on it of like, you know, I deal with bullies and I deal with people, and the bullying that takes place in the country now, when you say that you're voting for somebody, is absolutely wild. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Like, politics used to be boring.
Yeah. You didn't talk about politics. It was like, it was on the dinner table with your immediate family. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
It was boring. It was kind of like, ew, you know, like, it's just a bunch of old guys.
You don't want to hear about
arguing with each other, and you voted for different people and you didn't really think too much into it. But now it's like, you say you're voting for somebody and either party just like attacks the other party for it. Where I stand is like, did you see the vice presidential debate? Not no. The presidential debate.
Oh, I saw Vance clips of it where it
and
seemed,
Waltz.
Yeah, where the overall image was everybody was chill and kind of cool, and they just kind of like had a debate, and it was nice.
That's my world live in. Yeah. I live in just kind of rational thought, people talking about policies, but like respectfully disagreeing, and that's the world I live in, but that still might end up falling on the right. Mm-hmm. Which it is happening now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I still live in that world, though, you know, like, I guess I'm trying to just normalize, like, first of all, when you vote for a president, you don't vote. I'm not joining a religious cult. And I get it. So like, being there, you did see a lot of people like that. There was this one guy that was like, he came up to me. He was like, I used to sell these subs in my sandwich shop, but then I had to stop because I got arrested on January 6th. Yo, I swear to God, bro. I'm like, this is not real life right now. I'm like, this guy did
you're like,
not
get away from
say
me.
This to me. He was saying it like that was the best thing that ever happened. You know what I mean? And that guy,
fucking Nancy Pelosi, fucked up my sandwich business.
Literally, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are people like that, but then, I'm not part of the religious cult. I'm part of the, we only have two candidates to choose from. And I don't vote for as much as the person, because the person's not God. Kamala or Trump, they're not God. They just represent a group of policies that you either are in favor of or you're not. And you only get two choices of it. Would Trump be my first choice? Definitely not. You know who would be my first choice? A lot of the people that were on the lineup last night.
Yeah.
You know, like Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy, which, by the way, two of those ran as Democrats.
Yeah.
I'm a registered independent, and two of them ran as Democrats, and they are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, RFK, Make America Healthy Again.
Yeah.
Like, the dude is going to fucking shit on the whole pharmaceutical industry and big pharma. What are you gonna say?
you see something good.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, so regardless if he sounds like Skynet when he talks,
the voice is tough. What's Skynet? Like,
from the Terminator, like the robots.
I didn't see Terminator. Oh, is that how he talks?
Like, it's like, you know, it's like AI. Very bad. See, that's why I'm here, folks.
Yeah. The bad impression. We got a good one coming for you soon. But
I see what you're saying.
You also have to, I'm voting for the people who are endorsing Trump.
Yeah.
As much as I am voting for Trump, you know, like, I wanted Vivek to make it further in the primaries. I thought he was great because they're all kind of saying the same shit, mm-hmm. but just some of them say it more eloquently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Trump doesn't really speak eloquently, which by the way, maybe speaking eloquently is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Because maybe people are like so bored with it that it doesn't get them far. Because obviously he's fucking probably about to win.
But yeah, that's what got him in the first place, because he sounded like a normal person.
Right.
He didn't sound like somebody who was scripted or whatever. That you know, that's what was so appealing when he first ran. Everybody was like, oh, fuck yeah, he's a real guy. None of his puppets. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, just talking like a puppet. Because Obama used to say the same shit about the border.
Yeah.
And deporting people.
Yeah.
But Obama, I think he deported the most people, but he said it like sexy.
He was so sexy.
He was like, we got to get them out of here.
Got to get them out of here.
Gotta,
people, America.
America is,
Guadagnino.
You know, and then Trump's like, build the wall. They're both saying the same thing, in a different way.
One's stroking you, the other's choking you. But you like it. You like it.
A little stroking, a little choking.
A little choke, but we like it.
A little hard hand, soft hand.
The hard hand, soft hand.
I like that. But yeah, so the other people on the lineup are a representation, I think, of who it is. And that the biggest one being Elon Musk. I mean, smartest guy.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking amazing. He got the biggest pop. It was so sick, like watching him. And that's what everyone kind of was there for. You know, they get it. We've all heard Trump's speech a million times, you know. Yeah. I turned my head to the right. It was the greatest chart I've ever seen.
Very good.
Kind of good.
That was very good.
I think naturally I had a little phlegm in my throat.
But that's what made it good. He's a lot older. He's very old. He's older now. So very
like, a little phlegmy.
A little phlegmy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So we heard the speech, but hearing Elon talk and, you know, the guy's like a smart guy. And by the way, I am not, and this is, again, me normalizing this other kind of person who is voting for Republican policies right now. I'm not a MAGA guy. I'm a dark MAGA guy.
Yeah.
Dark MAGA is different.
Okay.
Dark MAGA is a little bit of a subset of MAGA.
Okay.
Which is a little more nerdy.
Okay.
A little, it's less religious, less culty.
Okay.
It's more of just like, I think that like, and putting a 30% tariff on China is going to reduce inflation by 7%.
Okay.
Like, regular Trump supporters aren't saying that.
No.
They're just like, storm the Capitol.
Let's pick our jabs. Literally.
Not dark MAGA.
Not dark MAGA. Okay.
Dark MAGA is like the red Spider-Man and the black Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your black
Spider-Man. I actually don't know. Why is there a black Spider-Man?
The symbiote, the Venom symbiote gets into his skin.
The Venom. Wait, who's Venom?
Venom is a symbiote that came from outer space.
What the fuck's a symbiote? An alien?
A symbiote is like an alien, and it goes on. I think I might be the nerd. You're math nerd. I'm comic book nerd.
I'm political science nerd.
Yeah, and I'm Pokemon nerd.
Pokemon, yeah. Spider-Man, yeah. Marvel.
Check out my eBay store. I literally sell Pokemon cards.
So I need you right now.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
This is your expertise. This is your world.
Yeah, this is my world. Black, an alien symbiote goes.
What's a symbiote?
It's a parasite. It's a parasite.
Yeah.
And it goes into Spider-Man.
Okay.
And it lets him, he channels his anger. So he stops holding his punches back. He becomes aggressive, very aggressive. So Peter Parker, that niceness, that neighborhood Spider-Man, is more like vigilante. I might kill somebody, Spider-Man.
Okay, so is he good or bad?
He's in the he was going to be bad, and then he kind of got a grip and like was like, I got to get rid of this, and he got it off of
but
himself.
But when he turns into Venom.
Venom is Brock. Venom is a different guy.
Oh, okay.
So the parasite originally. So
this is Black Spider-Man.
Black. So no. So let's start. The vaginas are drying at the moment. The tortas are leaving the chat.
Yeah, I know. MAGA.
No, they're coming back. The symbiote lands from outer space, right? Mm-hmm. And it breaks and there's like little pieces. One of the pieces go on Brock, who was the other cameraman who hated Peter Parker and hated Spider-Man. It gets into his skin and then he gets this power and he's like, I'm going to kill Spider-Man.
He's so, Venom.
And that's Venom.
Okay.
So there, and so then another little piece falls down, and Spider-Man, who's kind of like broke up with Mary Jane and he's fucking depressed, it goes onto his skin and he's like, oh, I don't fuck Mary Jane. I'm the man. I can get any pussy I want. I can get the Black Cat. I can get some pussy.
Dark Mag.
And then he's like, when he's kicking ass, he's like, oh, I'm not going to just web you for the police. I'm going to break your fucking nose, break your back. I'm going to really hurt you horrible. I'm letting it, the parasite starts to leech on him and make him very angry. And then finally he realizes, what the fuck am I doing? And he gets rid of it.
See, maybe I'm not Dark Maga. Well, maybe Spider-Man isn't Dark Maga because...
What the fuck are we doing, Spider-Man?
Because Dark Maga was not aggressive. It was the opposite of the aggressive one.
It's like, you okay.
Yeah, like exactly. It's not that. I take that back. Because the opposite, I think the Red Maga...
Yeah.
It's flipped. The Red Maga...
Like the Black Hat because Elon was wearing it. It's pretty dope.
And then yesterday he did a Dark Gothic Maga.
Oh.
It was like a little bit of like a fringe. I don't know if you can pull it up.
Oh.
But it was pretty cool. But yeah, no, it's representing, like I said, like more just rational thought, not occultish, religious, angry, outrageous political thing. Yeah. Because again, when you approach it like that, is that Dark Gothic Matter, MAGA? No, that was him at the other shit. Ah, I guess it's not out yet.
Oh, maybe right there. Is he wearing it right there?
No, it's not out yet. It was at the New York one. He was wearing it at the New York one. It looks like MAGA written in like Ed Hardy font.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay.
You know what I mean? It looks like
Which
him.
Is right up your alley. Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah. See, come on, that's fire. Even if you hate Trump, look at that. Dark
fire.
Dark MAGA.
It's got the brand. It's pretty cool.
What was the other brand? Christian Audige?
Probably.
That was it, right? It was like another Ed Hardy kind of thing.
The UFC one. There was another
one.
Torture or something.
Torture. I don't know. There's a couple. They always had the stupidest.
It was always like, yeah, Berserker. Right? We'll figure it out.
Monster.
It's going to hit us. We're right there. We're going to find it. Yeah. We're right there.
Anyway, so
people don't realize that it's all propaganda, right? If you're a righty, you're going to see all of this left stuff where it's like, oh, you have a trans person reading for the kids and 100%. All this stuff. And then, meanwhile, it's not that. And if you're a lefty and you're going to see that, Vinny was there or this. Or
Vinny's at a Nazi rally.
Vinny's at a Nazi rally and all this stuff. It's propaganda to fool you.
Right.
Don't be fooled.
Right.
You vote for who you want to vote for.
But that's why I don't even want to. I would never even get into like the policies that. It's pointless because everyone's going to believe what they're going to believe. It's literally like looking at the world through a different lens and being okay with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's not what I came here. You know, I'm giving my just general gist of like, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. I fuck with Elon Musk. I fuck with Tucker Carlson and Dana White and RFK and Vivek and Tulsi Gabbard. The only thing I will say going into some kind of policy is, and what changed me, because the little history of Vinny is, I grew up in Staten Island, and last night, that MSG rally, that's like the Super Bowl to fucking Staten Islanders.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
That shit was, they were coming out for that, right, Pat? So,
Is anybody making sausage and peppers? Was there a sausage and pepper truck?
There probably were outside. Okay. I wasn't outside too much. Okay. Growing up though, I was a Democrat. I grew up a Democrat. You know, I never saw any of that. I did, was around it, but I wasn't like brainwashed into being a Republican. And then I went to college as a political science major, and on a college campus, like Republican is not allowed. Like the professors are all liberal. They're, you know, I thought that like being a Republican was bad, all that shit, whatever. So I never voted Republican. I never voted for Trump. I voted for Obama. I voted for Hillary. So yeah, this would be my first time voting for Republican. So that's the way I grew up. And fuck, what were we talking about before that? There was a reason. Okay, I said I wanted to give you the history.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I was talking about the policy. Yeah. So that's kind of like my history or whatever. And I did love Obama. And I'm a registered independent. Okay, that means that I will vote for, again, if Tulsi Gabbard was running Democrat, I would vote for her because I'm a fan of her. And RFK too. They were both Democrats, but they just moved to endorse Trump because you can only pick one side and they don't want to pick the other side. And going a little bit into policy is the fact that I'm scared of World War III. I think that over the last 4 years, there has been crazy escalation in the world. And we're fucking with nuclear weapons, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, the Middle East is fucking going crazy. Every time we see missiles being going in all different directions, it's fucking terrifying. Russia and Ukraine are fighting. We forgot about that, how terrifying that one was, because there's another one that broke out. North Korea is getting involved now. China's fucking facing off with Taiwan. Like, this is crazy. And this did not happen when Trump was president for 4 years. 4 years. There was, yeah, of course there was conflicts here and there, whatever. I'm not going to say no wars at all, but it wasn't this. You know what I'm saying? So on that factor alone, that's my number one policy. If one nuke goes off, we're done. We're cooked. If one nuke goes off, someone else is going to fire a nuke. Someone else is going to fire a nuke, and then it's over. Yep. And I feel that whatever the fuck he did, deterred that from happening. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, he did some, it's called deterrence. And everyone's always like, oh, like, what's his stance on the Middle East? And it's like, I don't care what stance he takes or what side he's on. Like, he would move chess pieces around so that, like, it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It didn't happen. From whatever little deal he's doing on the side, and he's like, yo, like, you can't trade with us unless you do this, and, like, you know, we're going to cut off that little pipeline unless you do this. It just made for fucking some kind of stability that we don't have now. And again, whatever other beliefs you have that you don't fuck with him about, like, this is life or death of World War III. And then once I saw fucking Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, you familiar?
Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney shot George W.
He did it on a hunting trip, right? Yeah. But besides that evil act, these motherfuckers make so much money off of war. Like, guys, like, take that in for a second. Like, so much Trump is the only person ever, like, publicly spoke out, not the only president, but one of the only presidents that ever spoke out against the military industrial complex. The military industrial complex basically is American establishment, rich motherfuckers that send our people to war to die so that they can make money off of weapons and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's Dick Cheney's, like, the fucking figurehead of that. Is this going to be taken down? I've never cooked like this.
No, cook, baby. Let him cook. Let him cook. Come on, Glorilla, cook.
Thanks, Pat. So Dick Cheney's, like, the biggest figurehead of that. And Kamala is aligning with this motherfucker and Liz Cheney, his wife. And it just became like, it's not about, like, Republican versus Democrat anymore. It's about the establishment and the military industrial complex versus not that. Like, Trump is literally saying he tried to do a deal to get rid of all the nuclear weapons in the world. And that happened a long time ago too with other presidents, or Reagan tried it, didn't happen. It's not going to happen. But, like, that's where his sentiment is. You know what I mean? Are we good? Are we wide, or?
Somebody was coming at the...
What, Daddy?
It's ISO recording.
So when he talks,
it's isolated on you. You're fine. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. How do you know I'm going to cook? I might stop cooking now. I might stop cooking. It's making me nervous.
You got a threat. Someone ready for you.
Okay. So,
all right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Gobble, a delicious meal prep food company. But this is not your average meal prep. All the menus from Gobble are designed by professional chefs. The meal kits are pre-prepped and planned, but it is gourmet. It is chef-made ingredients, okay? You feel like you're eating at a five-star restaurant in your kitchen, and it's time-saving. You make it in like 15 to 20 minutes because all of the prep work is already done. They sent me the classic beef bourguignon, and it was amazing, okay? It was the best I ever had. Had mashed potatoes, too. Had cipollini onions. It had like a cremini mushroom
red wine glaze thing, rosemary, thyme, butter. Like, I am not buying these ingredients on my own. Usually I'm just making some meat and vegetables. So definitely next level. It's flexible. It's family friendly. There's stuff for kids there too. You pick what you want and then you order it. And then, like I said, it's super easy and simple to make. My favorite is that there's a lean and clean dinner plan because I love high protein, low carb, low calorie meals that are already prepped for me. Because if I'm cooking on my own, chances are that the meals are going to have high calories. But when someone already does all that work for you, you just sit there, it's portioned out, you eat it, you know how many calories you're eating. And like one serving of the beef bourguignon is like 660 calories. That's great. So definitely check it out. I want you guys to see what a difference Gobble will make for your whole household. And right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You're going to get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG. That's gobble.com/VinnyG today for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. You guys are going to love it. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG today and start eating good.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Yeah, so I think Dick Cheney was like the biggest figurehead of that. And yeah, it became the military-industrial complex versus not. And that's really it. You have two people to choose from. And that's the way I look at it. Obviously, you can go into 1,000 other policies, 1,000. I want to say this too. Like, I've also been the guy that like doesn't, I'm a red pill kind of guy. Like when I see some manipulation shit happening, I don't like that. I don't like being played. So like, when I used to be keto and talk about like the keto, I used to speak out a lot against like the sugar industry and how I'm like, oh my God, like we've been manipulated our whole lives into thinking that eating bacon, butter, and steak was bad for you. Like they were literally funding studies to say that the sugar industry was good and that the fat industry was bad. And then it all got proven to be false. Mm-hmm. So I picked up on that and I'm like, and once you get red pilled, you're like in the Matrix, you're like, oh my God, I see the lies everywhere. You know what I mean? So I think that that's what happens a lot with Trump too. It's like, once you're red pilled on the fact, then you see the media cutting up the clips and leaving out completely other parts of what he's saying and blah, blah, blah. Like that's when you're like, okay guys, what is going on here? Like, Let me make my choice. Honestly, like Don't fucking cut off the part of the clip where he calls the neo-Nazis horrible people.
Of course, yeah.
Like that's the most important part of the clip, You know? So obviously, this is boring. A lot of people say these same defenses of him all day long. So in a nutshell, that's kind of, again, why I would vote right over left for this time around.
Yeah.
You only get two people this time around, and you have the right to vote for whoever you vote for. And I'm not going to attack anybody who votes the other way. I'm not going to throw eggs at them. I'm not going to say you're a fucking warmonger or criminal because you're on the side of Dick Cheney. It's just like, you do you, I'ma do me, and that's
it. We're Americans. We're Americans, and that's the beautiful part of being American. You can fucking vote who you want to vote for. But at the end of the day, we're all Americans.
Yeah.
You know? And we got
to
stick with each other.
American. That's what he came out to last night.
Oh, I'm free, really?
I was hoping to find a nice MAGA girl.
Ooh, a MAGA thought.
Magathon. A little Magathon. That's an oxymoron. They don't really exist.
They don't? No, Magathon?
No, no. They're like very like Southern. I was around a lot of Southerns yesterday.
But you don't, but you, but that, but that's not your vibe.
It's not my vibe.
When it comes to the show.
I like a little bit of a, like a Brooklyn gal.
You like a Brooklyn gal.
A little I just went Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah, you
I
did.
I like a Brooklyn gal. But, you know, I wouldn't mind like a nice little Southern belle that's like, you know, what can I do for your honey?
Yeah.
Want to go to church Sunday?
Yeah. You're blue in the streets, red in the sheets.
Mm-hmm. What are these called? MAGA Trump girls?
Oh, so they're wrong.
Let's see. Let's
see. Oh, here we go. Yeah. But this is hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, where's the tan one?
Yeah.
There were black girls there yesterday. They were hot.
They were, yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Who's the girl? Who's the girl with the bald head with the huge.
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose. She's down for Trumpy.
Yeah. And but Amber Rose, like. I respect anybody that like comes out, stands on their shit, but she kind of did the thing that I'm talking about where she went all
purposely just does it for the
it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I'm not running around. See, I'm not wearing that shit. I'm not wearing the Trump necklace.
You ever see Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go full
retard.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You can't go full.
She went full retard. I'm not doing
that. Yeah,
look
at the chain.
I'm not. I saw that chain yesterday. Some rapper was there. There's a lot of those characters, you know, and I get why.
Yes.
I get why, you know, the imagery looks a little, the optics looks a little crazy because you see them, they look like they're like WWE fans.
100%.
But I'm very, just like in a nice cardigan.
Yeah.
In a nice sweater, just like no MAGA hat, just like I was wearing like a brown hat and just being like, I'm a rational, normal guy, but I really like all these people on.
Be careful of that hand.
Oh, was it going?
Yeah, get careful. No. You go. You almost.
What?
We'll clip it out.
Oh, did a Hitler thing?
Yeah, you look like you banged one out real quick.
I was a normal guy.
I'm a very normal guy.
By the way, speaking of that, of course I'm going to be a Trump guy. Me and Trump brought back the fist pump.
That's true.
When he got shot, there's been no more epic fist pump from when I did it than when Trump did it. And he was like, fight. Can we pull up the Trump fist pump?
Just need a little David Guetta to play in the background while he does that.
Dude, superimpose some fucking Kygo.
Paulie D in the background with Paulie the fucking...
Put me next to Trump. Fist pumping. Literally, it's the same fucking shit. Let's go back and forth. We're going to go... Oh wait, that's a stripper one. No, that's whack. Go, keep going. Okay, same thing. That's the one with the armpit sweat. That one. The armpit sweat one. And now go to Trump. Same thing. Sweat. He got blood.
All you need is fucking I'm blue. No.
We need like what's that shit? No, what's the Jersey Shore one? That one.
All I need is love tonight.
We need AI to make his fist pump.
You missed me.
That was another shit too. When he got shot, that shit was badass. I think that turned the tide on a lot of people being like this guy's like a true leader.
Yeah.
Like anybody else would have fucking folded. I would have been like,
I'm out. Later, I'm out of it. Give my show back. This is crazy.
So guys, don't hate me. It's okay. We could have different opinions. And, you know, next time around when there's a better candidate that I believe in more of their policies that will end wars and fix the economy, you know, because she was there for the last 4 years and she stands for everything Biden does or she just didn't agree with him the whole time.
Yeah.
Which one is it? You know what I mean? And if she didn't agree with him, cool. But she hasn't said that, you know?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Tony? We're getting into MAGA girls.
Yeah.
So a lot of my spicy Latinas are angry today.
They're angry. They were making their rice and beans and they had their chanclas on and they were very, very upset today because of Tony Baloney.
I feel like one of those talk show hosts that they bring in the resident Puerto Rican to be like, and what's your opinion of this? Because as a Puerto Rican, and I could talk on this too because I look I look like Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, you do look like Daddy Yankee.
So we got Daddy Yankee and Daddy a half Yankee a Puerto
and
Rican
and a half a Rican.
We're comedians
and we're both comics.
So we could talk about this.
We could talk about it.
Can I talk about it first? Because my show.
Of course, you can talk about it.
I don't want you to give. I want to cook.
Cook, Daddy, keep cooking.
It
smells like rice and beans.
You can keep asking me questions though, but I'm kidding. I want to hear your opinion too.
Hit it.
I I'm a comic. I do comedy every night, so I'm never going to clutch my pearls at a joke. I'm more upset at the Trump campaign for even putting an insult comic up at Madison Square Garden in front of like a holy Southern conservative crowd at 1 p.m. on the Lord's Day on a Sunday. I don't even see the benefit about it. So like Tony's going to do what Tony does. If this was in the context of Kill Tony, the set would have been 1,000 times worse and nobody would have batted an eye. But taking out the Kill Tony insult comic and then putting him at the top, like it was a weird placement. I was there. It was nowhere even near the other like speakers and shit. What I will say is like comedy is kind of making the edgy edgelord comedy is like making a comeback. So in the room, it did feel as though kind of like we were a little bit code switched into like, are we watching like the Tom Brady roast? Are we watching the Al Smith dinner like that Jim Gaffigan just did, which by the way, he did a better job of being edgy, but like not giving the world bait to be like, that was literally the worst racist thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So in the room, it felt like, you know, there were people laughing, people not laughing, but it was more of just like, what is going on? Like, is this okay? Is this like just the edgy comic that is going so viral now, like Kill Tony and everything like that? It wasn't like this whole, oh shit. I didn't know it was going to be like this whole complete like eruption to the whole world to where that's all they're talking about.
Literally.
All they're talking about is that and seeing me.
See a little, one fist bump.
On the jumbotron.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, what was it like when it was over? When his set finished, what happened? Did people clap?
Yeah, because he probably ended it with a Trump rally. Yeah. Everybody that ends their set or whatever ends it with like, we need to take our country back.
Yeah.
We need Trump to fix it. And he's going to fix it. And everyone goes crazy, you know?
Okay.
But during it, it was a comedy set. It had ups and downs. He's making fun of every group. He's making fun of Jewish people, Black people, Spanish people.
And that's what he does.
The Diddy Party joke was good.
The whole thing. I as a comic, I thought it was all funny.
Yeah.
And as a fan of Kill Tony, this is what he
Puerto
does.
Rican.
And as a Puerto Rican who identifies as Italian.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. This is what he does. I mean, I've been listening to Kill Tony forever. Tony Hinchcliffe, he's a roaster. He's like a modern day, you know, Don Rickles or something.
Right.
You know, like he's, you know, he was being edgy on purpose and he's dirty and that's what it is. Wrong placement. Why would he come out first? The only reason I could think is to break the ice. The same way you have me go out first. Okay, Figs, open the show. Figs or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, he's the rock star comic right now. He's the edgiest, dirtiest. He's been canceled. He comes back. His show gets more numbers than late night. Put him up there first. This is going to be awesome. But did anybody look at what he was going to say?
Right.
This is something you close the show with as like, all right, let's bring up Tony.
Right.
End it with a bang or whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, it didn't really like. It didn't break the ice because
it was hard.
In a comedy club, the host sometimes says horrendous shit because it sets the tone that everybody else can say horrendous shit.
Of course.
And no one else was going to say horrendous shit.
Exactly.
So if you wanted to just get people laughing again, like a Jim Gaffigan or a guy that's just going to be funny, like everyone loves to laugh. Sense of humor breaks the ice. But that wasn't the spot for the biggest insult comic alive right now, you know?
Everything he says is a joke and I don't care. He's a comic. I know it's under, but like you were saying, it's not a comedy club.
Yeah.
Right? And no one else is telling jokes. So the placement was just kind of strange to have him go first. That was the only thing. And then also he sold out Madison Square Garden 2 times.
That's why him being there wasn't so shocking.
Yeah.
And I knew he was going to be edgy.
Yeah.
He should have left it at the funny joke was when he was like, any Hispanics in here tonight? And they all clap.
Yeah.
Like, see, they let too many in here.
Yeah.
That's just leave it there. That's you're being edgy enough. It's a joke. We get it.
Yeah.
And that's
like
it.
A little stick. Yes.
But honestly, I don't even know what Puerto Rico had to do with any of this.
It was a misdirection. I thought he was going to say Jersey or because, you know, garbage
right.
And he went hard. He went
or
hard.
Or it was about like Venezuela or Mexico.
Yes,
like those are kind of like on topic with this like narrative of like they're sending their rapists.
But he wanted to hit New Yorkers and he knows Puerto Rico.
Oh, did he want to hit New Yorkers? Maybe that's some kind of rationale because otherwise I'm like, What did Puerto Rico have to get into this?
He's going
to
double down. He doesn't give a fuck. Tony Hinchcliffe is, this is what he does.
No, I know. Yeah. You can't criticize him for it, but you have to criticize the campaign.
100%.
For even having him there. What did they benefit 100%. From that?
100%. Also, like I was saying, he sold out Madison Square Garden with his people. Our parents don't know Tony Hinchcliffe.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we know Tony Hinchcliffe, but I bet you we got friends in our group chat who have no idea who he is.
No, and I was sitting around a lot of Southern bells that
like,
had no
idea. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who, lovely women, by the way.
Yeah.
I was sitting in front of the, Trump talked about them at one point. There's like these North Carolina ladies.
Yeah.
They all look the same. No, they're like these older women that look like AI.
Golden Girls? Okay.
They're like younger than the Golden Girls, but like they have this like nice hair. What's like a movie like Edward Scissorhands? You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Like all the wives.
Oh,
they
kinda,
they look like they live in like Pleasantville.
Like Pleasantville. Yeah. Like Truman Show.
Yeah.
I see what you
And they're wearing like these like sparkly blazers.
Okay.
And they were nice because we're in New York. It's fucking, the women here are fucking rough. It was nice for a lady to be like, "Hi, sweetie. Did you use the restroom?" Like the lady.
Someone's gonna clip this whole thing and it's gonna be like, "The New York women are rough. MAGA, Trump, Elon, dark matter." And it's gonna be like, "You can't go full retard." It's gonna be all those things. The Vinnie Guadagnino podcast is a vile racist.
That's what they do. You be a New York girl though. Be like, "Oh man, I really gotta pee right now.
I gotta pee and I want water. I need some water.
I
gotta pee."
No, I'm saying I gotta pee.
Oh,
you're the girl.
And
you're
I'm the girl. I'm your girl. And you gotta pee.
Yeah.
Hold it in. Hold it. Really? Really, Vinny?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you fucking serious, cousin?
Cousin? You gotta pee?
All right, so we covered a lot. How long have we been rolling for? 40? All right, should we? I hear I actually have a special guest.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
You have to go to the bathroom?
All right. I'm gonna go pee. I'll be right back.
He has to pee. We do have a special guest coming in because I figured it would be appropriate. Trump is trying to get some last minute swing state voters. By the way, that's the funniest part about me. It's like, what undecided voter am I gonna convince? You think like somebody doesn't know how to vote for at this point, and they're waking up and they're like, "Okay, Vinny from Jersey Shore is endorsing Trump. I think I'll vote for him." The whole world thinks I'm a fucking fist pumping idiot. If anything, Kamala should probably be paying me for, you know, going to that Trump rally, because then they're like, "Oh, I'm not voting for whoever that guy votes for." But luckily, he had some other really smart people there, so I don't think he has to worry about that. So yeah, I think my guest is coming in. My guest is getting some last minute hair and makeup. Mr. Trump, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I know you.
Very nice to meet you.
I know you had a busy schedule. I'm glad you stayed in New York to do this for me.
I just came from Staten Island. This is what they wear.
Oh yeah.
How they dress in Staten Island. I was there.
What do they call those? Wife lovers?
It's gold.
Wife lover.
It's gold, a wife lover.
Yeah, not a wife beater. So you're doing the rounds now? You're doing Staten Island? You did the Bronx. You did the barbershop. I saw that.
I went to Castle. They call it Castle Hill.
Okay.
I was there.
Never been.
I had a empanada.
Okay. How was it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah?
I call it a patty.
Uh-huh.
They call it a patalito.
Oh.
I had several of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very good.
Yeah. So you took a break from the Chick-fil-A, the McDonald's.
No, sometimes you got to take a break, Vinny.
Yeah.
You know? I know you like the keto, right? You used to do keto.
I have a couple times.
It was a great, big fan. It was a very good book.
Yeah. Thank you.
I had the book.
You watched? Oh, okay.
I read it.
You make any of the recipes?
I'm out of breath. I made several of the recipes. I like the Brussels sprouts that were in there. I like a nice Brussels sprout. But anyway, Staten Island, I was there today. I was in the Bronx, had a patalito. Patalito, love my Dominican people.
Did you eat in Staten Island? Good pizza there.
Very good pizza.
What do you think about the Italian-American people?
I love Italian-American people. Okay, the Guidos, the Guidettes.
That's what they called me, a Guido.
Very funny. Very. I was a big fan of yours. I've been watching you. You and I have a lot in common. We both have big feet.
Oh, yes,
you know what they
do.
Say? You know what they say about big feet?
Yes, I never thought you had little hands.
Very big. No, my hands are, look how fat. I'm pre-diabetic. Look how fat my hands are. They're very big. Unbelievable. Big feet, big personality. Thank you
both
for coming to my rally.
Both fist pumpers, yes. Your original, you do the fist pump, like the lateral fist pump. I'm more of like a vertical.
My grandkids, they make fun of me, but I do it double.
I do the up fist pump. You do the down.
We used to dance back in the day when the economy was good. I'm going to make people dance again.
Yeah. And I don't tan, but a lot of my cast members do have a spray tan and the tan like you do. So you're a big tan guy. And but the hair.
I'm always golfing though. So I do golf. So when I golf, it's just a natural tan.
One of my castmates roasted you. Mike, the situation was...
Mikey Mike.
Didn't do a great job.
He tried his best.
Yeah.
Afterwards, he came to me, spoke to me, and I spoke to him. We looked at each other. He apologized. He said, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to. He was going through a dark times back then.
Yes, yes, yes.
But he's much better now, and he's endorsing me, which is big news.
I don't know.
Big news.
He's not.
Mike, the situation.
I'm endorsing. Yes, I'm endorsing.
Big news.
You're both felons.
We are both felons.
You're both felons.
But we both got out of jail because... Kamala was trying to lock us up. I bet you didn't know that. Kamala, I call her Coco Puff.
Yeah,
I call her Coco, Kamala Coco Puffs because she's Coco. Just because she's Coco.
Okay,
she's
I didn't hear that one.
She tried to get Mike. She tried to get me.
Well, she got him.
She got Mike.
He went to jail for a year.
Oh.
Yeah. She got him. But he's not endorsing you, though.
Okay, so maybe I get...
I don't know his... I only speak...
You all look alike. You all look alike.
I only speak for myself. That's the funniest part is like this whole thing about me being at your rally and everything. Like, I probably... That's why people are confused because I look like a fucking... Like a nerd, you know what I mean? I'm Dark MAGA, though. I kind of support you, but I support a lot of the people that support you.
I need to explain that to me. What is it, Dark? What is it, Dark
MAGA? Your buddy, Elon.
Great guy. I love Elon. Great guy. Very good.
Elon, he's Dark MAGA, so he's MAGA, but he's not, he's more like scientific about it.
Okay.
You know?
Are you talking about the African-American people?
Well, he's African-American.
That's right. He is.
He's African-American. He's your favorite African-American.
I love all of my African.
I have a question, though. So there was a controversial comic that was on the Kill Tony. You familiar?
My friend Tony, they call him the Golden Pony. They call him the Golden Pony. Okay, Tony. Tony, he did a really good job. I don't know why we put him first, but we put him first. He did a good job. He went a little hard on the Puerto Rican people.
He did. And that's what my question is. Because like, I like a big boutique gal.
BB Dubs.
Especially in New York. Get a lot of spicy.
I know.
Spicy Latinas around here. What do you think about the BB Dubs?
Love the BBW. I know a girl named Rosie O'Donnell. Have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
She's a classic BBW.
Yes.
Okay. I can hook you up with Rosie O'Donnell. She's not Latina.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what she is.
Mm.
I call her a pig.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pig. That's what I think she is. But, you know, if you want me to hook you up with her, I love the Latina. I asked so many Latina people to come to the rally.
Yeah.
But they didn't come.
I heard them. They were still, I mean, you know, it might have been a little.
My big stars, Menudo. Did Menudo come?
No, Menudo didn't come.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've been such a Menudo fan. My entire life, I've always been with Menudo. You would think they'd come out to support me, but it's okay.
Okay.
Puerto Ricans for Trump.
Yeah, you still got the Latinos, and I had a great time.
I gained a little bit of weight.
You read my book.
Read your book, great.
Yeah, have you ever seen me do stand-up before?
You're very funny.
Thank you.
You're very great. I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen you at the Stand. I can't believe it's sold out.
Yeah.
Would you think you could get me in to see?
All the time. Yeah, of course. I think I can pull some
strings.
You were
very funny, a little dirty. I couldn't believe it. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very good.
Everyone thinks I'm a mama's boy. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with that, okay? And I know you have a little bit of anxiety.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote a book about that.
We used to call it melancholia.
Back
in my day, we called it that. But nothing wrong with
Lincoln.
Yeah.
He had the melancholia.
The Lincoln bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Before Diddy's bed, it was the Lincoln bed.
Yeah.
I was there.
All right. Well, I'm glad you came. I have other stuff to get to.
Do what you got to do. I've only 20 minutes.
I have a busy schedule. So it was nice seeing
you. Very nice. Very nice seeing you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Go back to Staten Island. Anyway, yeah, congrats, President Trump stopping by. I really appreciate that and his busy schedule on Trump Force One and all that stuff. But I appreciate making time. Hopefully, if you had any undecided voters out there, they could. How was the bathroom?
Oh, dude, it was such a crazy line. Like think, but
There's no one here, but you know, that one toilet and stuff.
Oh, damn, I thought somebody was there. I eventually jiggled out. I was like, oh, it was locked all the time. I got in.
Gotcha. Anyway. You missed something, but it's all right. You'll see it.
Some heavy set guy out there.
Yeah.
He had problems getting in the elevator.
Yeah. But besides that, you'll see when the episode drops. But I think that we covered a lot. I don't know if there's anything else in my little notes that I wanted to say.
Was there any music there?
Was there at any the rally? Music?
Yeah, because everybody, we were talking about how, you know, Democrats kind of had, they had Lil Jon, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. Did anybody pop out?
I'm not going to lie. The musical.
That's where they lack.
Situation is where they lack. They have Hulk Hogan. They had some like gangster girl doing the national anthem, but she wasn't famous. But yeah, they need some twerks.
She wasn't the girl that did
Sexy Red, baby.
Oh, is she MAGA?
Sexy Red. She you know, she's closet MAGA.
My booty hole pink.
Yeah.
My pussy red.
Yeah. You know Pound Town?
Take it to Pound Town. Yeah.
That's a red state. But yeah. Literally. They're a Republican district. Just, you know.
We're having fun.
Sexy Red is probably going to be at the next one. Can't wait. Oh, 5EO Foreign was there. You know who that is?
No.
He's a rapper. He's like a New York guy. He's like a rapper. Rappers, I feel like Trump. They used to always like Trump. He was in Mad Trump's rap songs and shit. But he was there. And yeah, that was really it. It was just kind of cool. But yeah, guys, I think that we have the right in this country to believe what we want. We're going to have different. But the most important thing is, like, I'll end it with this. We need to find the things that don't separate us. We have to find the things that unite us. I know it sounds cliche, but a lot of people in the middle want the same finish line. Everybody just disagrees on the policies that are going to get you there. So people want no war, right? So there's a left liberal policy to get there, and there's a right liberal policy to get there. And you pick which one you think is more efficient. People want to end racism. There's a liberal way of doing it. There's a Republican way of doing it. And you pick which way to get there. But what we should be focusing on is the finish line, is that we have these goals in common that we want to achieve, which is, again, ending war, ending racism, fixing the economy, instilling values in the next generation to come, and a lot more shit. But there's the conservative policies to do it. There's the liberal policies to do it. It's not the person. The person is not God. You still have Congress. You have the Senate. You have the Supreme Court. You have all that stuff. And you only have two choices. And then every election, the people, we're Americans, the people are supposed to have the power to put these people in office. And then they're a reflection of us. Okay. So that's the way America works. I learned that at the College of Staten Island in my political science major. And I'm fucking cooking.
It's cooking. You smell that?
Dark MAGA.
Dark MAGA.
And go out and vote, and then tell everybody which people that you want to be a reflection. Don't listen to the fucking fake news.
Fake news.
Don't listen to them. They edit the shit like crazy. There's more to the story. Just look into it a little bit more. And at the end of the day, like, there were some people that DM'd me that are good friends of mine, and they were like, I disagree with this, but I still love you.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, of course.
I disagree with you, but I love you. We don't even have to go into the policy discussion.
Yeah.
It's just like, you do that thing, I do this thing, we still love each other, and that's how America should be. So I think I just solved everything.
I think you did. I think this whole thing...
I solved the divide.
This is going to go down in history books.
We're not going to be red and blue anymore. We're going to be purple now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching Something Went Wrong with Vinny. Don't hate me. I love you. And like, subscribe, share, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.